From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. No matter how much loose change you have, you may not be able to pay for parking in Miami unless you have a smartphone. The Miami Parking Authority has removed 99% of individual parking meters, along with half of its multi-spot machines. The only way to pay often involves a specific app. And while the technology is convenient, it can leave some people behind. WLRN's Danny Rivero has this report.
On a recent morning, I was about to walk into work when I noticed something strange. There on the street corner was Jo Antien, a Miami Gardens resident. I found her looking up at a street sign, just projecting frustration.
Did you have to go through this?
She was trying to pay for parking.
We can't get in with the app, so I'm attempting to do it over the phone. Which is just so much work. It could be easier.
She was trying to go to a high school graduation at the Adrian Arsh Center. She tried to download the Pay by Phone app. She called the number, but was confused. She was already late, and now she's dealing with this.
There's some areas when you come downtown that they have the machines, which is easier. Like if you go by the courthouse, for example, they have the machine where you can just use your card and do everything right there and then.
She tried again.
I'm just gonna go, because even on the phone is a hassle.
My face number is not valid.
This kind of happened to me, too. On the street where my gym is, there's no street meters. So to pay for parking, you have to use the app. But more than once, I showed up after a long day with a dead phone and couldn't do it. I ended up getting parking tickets. In 2008, Miami became the first major U.S. city to introduce pay-by-phone technology. Since then, it's removed almost all single-space meters and half of its multi-spot meters. Miami now boasts the highest usership of the app in all of North America. On the one hand, using Pay by Phone is incredibly convenient. You can add more time to your parking space while you're sitting in a meeting. But it also has unintended consequences. Eric Gonzalez is a student at FIU. At one point last year, he was kicked off the app because his old iPhone software wouldn't support it. He got two tickets after he says he couldn't use the app. He partly blames the city for having to buy a new cell phone.
Parking traditionally, I think with cash, it would be $1.50 an hour. But with the Pay by Phone app, it basically makes parking $1.50 an hour plus a $350 phone.
There's so many other cities around the country that look to us in terms of this program, how we set it up, how we marketed it.
Art Noriega has been the CEO of the Miami Parking Authority for 18 years. He says that technology is moving in this direction and that it only makes sense to move people onto the app because that's where the customer is.
So it really depends on the neighborhood and where we think the utilization is high, where we can start to eliminate the equipment.
But getting rid of parking meters is a big deal. Pay by Phone is owned by Volkswagen, the largest car company in the world. And in its terms of service, Pay by Phone says that it shares data with police and other government agencies, as well as other unnamed third parties. According to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a digital policy watchdog group, this raises red flags.
They're collecting the license plate, the location, and your name with a credit card.
Rebecca Jeske is an analyst with the group.
If you are contributing information that goes into a database for whatever reason, then that database becomes available to many other people, whether it's someone breaking into the database or the person who administrates it deciding to share it.
I asked Noriega of the Miami Parking Authority about the wisdom of pushing drivers exclusively onto a private app to legally park in many parts of the city.
Well, I don't know we're forcing anybody to do anything. First of all, to get into the app and use it, you have to agree to the terms of service.
But to interrupt, I mean, there's parts of the city where you can't park unless you have the app. Like in front of my job, you can't park without the app.
No, not necessarily. So I'm pretty sure that if we walked out there, I could find you a machine within pretty close proximity.
Neither Pay by Phone nor Volkswagen responded to requests for comment on this story. I asked Noriega to come help me look for a meter near WLRN, but he never got back to me. His office did send me a map of the neighborhood parking zones. Two of the zones have no meters whatsoever. The two other zones are less than half covered by parking meters. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.